Racing about what Jeremy Hunt will announce, and it's expected fuel duty will again be frozen. Germany's defence minister insists communications have not been compromised after audio of a call between military officials was broadcast on Russian TV. Boris Pistorius has admitted one participant in the WebEx meeting dialed in on a non-secure line, but there was no infiltration by a Russian spy. Our Europe correspondent Adam Parsons was following what he had to say.
Mr. Pistorius has said that disciplinary action will be taken, but he said he is not going to sacrifice his best offers to Vladimir Putin. He's trying to dampen this down. I don't think this scandal is going to be washed away that easily.
A United Nations report says it's reasonable to assume that Hamas sexually abused women during the attacks in Israel on the 7th of October. Meanwhile, the US vice president has met with a senior Israeli minister, urging Benny Gantz to prioritize humanitarian aid in Gaza. Caribbean nations are appealing to King Charles to apologise for the involvement of his ancestors in the slave trade. Although some aristocrats have publicly said sorry, the royal family has yet to go that far. Eric Phillips is vice chair of a commission leading a campaign for reparations.
He is the single most important person in this process. I think now is the time, given all that's happening globally with terms of justice, Black Lives Matter, human rights, that it's an appropriate thing for him to do and the right thing for him to do.
Chelsea women's striker Sam Kerr will go on trial next year after being charged with racially aggravated harassment of a police officer. The Australia captain pleaded not guilty to the offence at a court hearing yesterday. Most Greggs staff will share a bonus of more than £17.5 million this month. The bakery chain reported a 27% increase in annual profits. That's the latest. I'm Richard Newman.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Right, let's have a look at the weather. Where's the sunshine? It was so sunny yesterday and I thought about doing the garden and I thought, no, I might do it today, it'll be sunny. It's not. Light rains and winds today. You might get a little bit of sunshine around about 1 o'clock, but it still will be possibly raining, about 50% chance. So you might get some sunshine peeking through the clouds. Wednesday's looking pretty overcast as well. Thursday, Friday though, are looking sunnier and drier.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit SEHBAC.com for help with your home.
A very good morning. Thank you very much. What was that? I don't know what that was. Thanks very much to Mikey Porter for 3 hours of broadcasting brilliance with The Breakfast Show. He'll be back to do it all over again tomorrow morning. You've got me for the next 3 hours. And unless there's something a little bit wrong, I don't have any guests today. I think Mike mentioned about guests up after 10 o'clock on my show. But it's actually tomorrow. So it's not today. It's tomorrow. I'll be speaking to another couple from the Strictly team who are going to be performing here at the Strictly Air Ambulance event, which is all the Strictly dancers, and there's going to be loads going on. Lisa Snowden's going to be comparing it. It's going to be fabulous if you want to get your tickets. I think they're doing really well on ticket sales, but it should be fantastic. And you've also got some show dancers as well, but I'll be talking to the guys tomorrow, not today, just to let you know. There we go. Got me coffee. I didn't buy, do you know what, I really fancied a little snack this morning as on the way in, but I resisted because I know in my bag I've got some ginger nut biscuits which are about 4 or 5 weeks old, which I had one of them yesterday. You know when they go like soft and you're like, are they off? I'm not too sure. Do biscuits go off? I don't know. They obviously do, but can you sort of, you know, have a packet that's been open about 4 or 5 weeks and it's still okay? Don't know. If you want to check out the interview I did with Paolo Morena, he is now up online on Insta. Try and get it right. All the W's, phoenixfm.com. But we are on Instagram and Facebook, etc. And you can find me at Eat My Brunch on Instagram and Facebook as well. And Michelle Ward on TikTok. Do love a bit of a TikTok. Do love a bit of a TikTok. So I was driving in this morning thinking of a question of the day, and this has been in the press a lot recently, which is about women's safety and how different. I've mentioned this on my show loads of times before about how differently men and women probably think when they're coming home from a night out, and how, you know, I didn't realise, I have heard other women say this recently, that, you know, when they're coming home, they have their front door key sort of in their hand, but they have a key sticking out ever so slightly. Or you wouldn't take a shortcut, or you're very careful about the train stations you get off. And it's just something, as a woman, you're used to doing. So I wanted to know some of your kind of... things that you do and it would be good for the guys, because I've got a lot of guys that follow me as well. It's quite equal actually on my Facebook and social media for men and women following me, so it'd be interesting to see what you think. And maybe some guys are not aware of what women probably on a daily basis do, you know, not taking a shortcut down a nanny, not walking through the park in the daytime. There's things that we just automatically do, don't we? Don't get on that carriage if there's nobody else on it. But we just do it without thinking. And that's through years of things, you know, happening. You know, the sad thing is a lot of people have been flashed out, and things happen, and you talk to your girlfriends about, oh yeah, I remember that and that person, blah, blah. And it does. I'm not saying this is a hating men or anything like that. I'm not saying that, but you'll be surprised if you sat, because it's something really women don't really. I don't think we actually sit down and talk about it very often, about things that have happened. And when you listen back, although it might be something that happened to you when you were teenager or whatever, you kind of go, oh my God, that's awful. It's awful. So anyway, let me know, as a female, what do you do differently on, if you've been on for a night out, what do you do? Are you always really careful with your taxis? Would you get a bus? You don't cut through certain areas. You know, let me know. That's the question for today. Yesterday, now this is, oh dear, oh dear. I had to write a song because, I had to write a song. Something terrible. It was terrible. It's to do with food. I've got to tell you what happened. I was in Marks and Spencer's, right? Because I didn't get any more donuts, but I just wanted to get some nice bits of fruit. So I popped over there because it's easy for me to go there. I can park right near the doors as well. So you have to take these things in consideration. And I didn't have my glasses yesterday. I don't know if you remember. I didn't have my glasses, so... I was walking along and I saw the yellow sticker, which means it's reduced. So I'm like straight in there. I was like, oh, it's reduced. What's that? £2.50. I thought, excellent. I'll have it for my lunch or my dinner. That'll be a main meal. Can't be bothered to cook anything from scratch. Great. What is it? I think it says Thai curry. Great. Lovely. Got it home. And then I looked at it and I went, oh no, put my glasses on. Tofu. Okay, so I thought, well, just I'll cook it and give it a go. Didn't know the other thing in there was buckwheat. I don't know what that's for. I don't know. Throwing in the garden, I should say. So it was a Thai tofu buckwheat thing. Oh, even saying it, making me feel ill. So I put it in the microwave and it smelled lovely. And then I chopped up the horrible bits of tofu. And then I put a piece of tofu in my mouth and I literally just... And I have had tofu before in a soup, which I didn't like, and I kind of ate it. I was like, that is disgusting. And then I tried another piece with a little bit of the buckwheat. I don't know what it was. I don't know. It's tasted like grass. And I remember the taste of that as a kid when you sort of fall on your face. It was I had three little mouthfuls, and I just threw it in the bin. It was revolting. I don't know. I mean, I'm all for trying new food, and I know tofu isn't new and it's meant to be very good for you, but it is absolutely disgusting. Tell me a recipe where you put tofu in, because it was in a Thai red curry, so you would think that flavour would help, but it didn't. I don't know if it's the texture of it. It was, I know you can fry it, might give it a bit more of a texture, but this was just like eating a jelly. And that's not my favourite thing. Oh, I feel ill. Get in contact at radio@phoenixfm.com. But the best way is on my socials and on Messenger, on Facebook at Eat My Brunch or Instagram Eat My Brunch. Late night, you and I, post fight, it's my life. Last roll, desert door, I'm all for. I watch you walk away. It's just another day. Don't need you to stay. No. I am not afraid. I know I'll be okay. There's nothing you can say.
worth right quick. He ain't never seen it in a dress like this. He ain't never even been impressed like this. Probably why I got him quiet on the set like zip. Like it, love it, need it, bad. Take it, own it, steal it, fast. The boy stop playing, grab my ass. Why you acting like you shy? Shut it, save it, keep it pushing. Why you beating round the bush and knowing you want all this woman? Never knock it till you try. Yeah. All of them saying I have you with me. All of my saying you mad committed. Really to anybody you had them pretty. All of the body I need out.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Do you or someone you know have a drug problem?
Talk to someone that has been there.
Narcotics Anonymous is a group of recovering addicts that has found a new way to live without the use of drugs.
For a confidential chat or to find your local meeting, call 0300 999 1212 or visit our website ukna.org.
Take the first step to recovery.
Are you looking for a reliable local travel agent to book your next holiday? At Not Just Travel Brentwood, we can book tour operators such as Jet 2 Holidays, TUI, Hayes Travel and many more. We package any type of holiday together with full ATOL and APTA protection, giving you complete peace of mind. Visit our website, dinaandwarren.notjusttravel.com, and let us take away the stress of booking that dream getaway.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytelford.co.uk. or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
Phoenix FM.
Yeah, there's a few people agreeing about the tofu. Tofu, I called it yesterday. No, tofu. I don't know. Let me know if you have a recipe for tofu that's decent. I'll give it a try. But considering it was smothered in a Thai red curry sauce, it could be Thai green. I think it was Thai red curry sauce. It made no difference whatsoever. I think it is the texture I got the issue with. It didn't taste of anything, but then I know it's not meant to. It's just that it's like a it's like a mulchy kind of. It's like a jelly. See, I'm not keen on jelly. I will eat jelly probably about once a year if it's in a trifle. I don't really eat trifle either. But I don't like jelly sweets. And I don't like those Haribo things. Oh, there are other brands available. But I don't like those either. Or even jelly babies. I look at them and I go, they're not. And I'm like, I'll have one. And I'm like, oh. It must be, maybe it's a texture thing, gelatine. Maybe that's what I don't like. Certainly jelly, when you put it in your mouth. You know, like as a kid, you could go... It's that kind of thing. If you're out there thinking, what is she doing? It's like you... It just, that's what it reminds me of. The sensation of that in my mouth. Horrible. Horrible. I know I'm peculiar, but I can't help it. Here's Taylor Swift with 22.
Yeah. Feels like a perfect night to dress up like hipsters and make fun of our exes. It feels like a perfect night for breakfast at midnight to fall in love with strangers. Yeah, we're happy, free, confused, and lonely at the same time. It's miserable and magical. About the deadlines, it's time. This place is too crowded, too many cool kids. It seems like one of those nights we ditch the whole scene and end up dreaming instead of sleeping. Yeah, we're happy, free, confused, and lonely in the best way.
I'm feeling 22. Everything will be on. Phoenix FM Travel News.
Right, let's have a look at the traffic and travel. It was a little bit busy on the M25. Going to check that. I had to sort of come off and go round down the lanes to get in. Let's have a little look. Now, traffic on the M25 anti-clockwise at Junction 28, A12 Brook Street roundabout. Queuing traffic, it's saying there. Not too bad, though. It was actually on the M25 now. It just looks like it's a little bit round the roundabout. A1023, not too bad. Heading all the way up towards Wilson's Corner. You do have some temporary traffic signals on the A128 Ingrove Road both ways at Hogarth Avenue, and very busy around Shenville Station as always. A little bit of a congestion there. A12 flowing nicely up towards the Chelmsford area, and you've still got the roadworks between Junction 13 and 16. 40 mile an hour speed restrictions while they do the much needed repairs to the roads. There might be some nighttime closures and a contraflow also used, but there's lots of signs for diversions if there are. Heading down towards Lakeside, if you're on the M25, it's clear, and up to the M11, no problems there. More traffic and travel in an hour. Ooh. Still got my tickly cough. I don't know why. It's lingered. I didn't really have a really bad cough, actually, to start off with. But it's kind of lingering a little bit. We had some new music a little while ago with the Jojo Man Band with Happy, the new version of that. And I'm really liking that at the moment. And I thought I would have some more music, actually. Let's play some more. This is Paolo Moreno. His interview is now up online, including all the live set that he did in the studio. This is his brand new track, which is going to be released in March, with the album probably coming out in June, July. So here he is, Paolo Moreno, the God of Small Things. And you can catch him on the 16th of March at the United Brethren in Chelmsford at 8 p.m.
I was thinking about sinking, just simply letting go. Pull down the shades, and if I had my way, where would I go? Abandon myself to the journey, let the destination go, and I pray to the God of all the small things that I will not be alone, that I will not be. Where are you? Just existing. You set your mind to simple goals. If you could raise a smile wherever you go, you'll always have a place. You'll have a place to call. Where are you now? Gather round, share the sound. That I'll never be. Gather round, share the sound. Gather round, and you won't ever be. Where are you now?
Just existing.
Where have you gone? So I'll pray to the God of small things, that I'll never be alone. I'll never be alone.
wanna tell you to go. For someone to tell you.
That is Dua Lipa there with A Training Season. Just coming up to 10:32, you're listening to Michelle Ward on Phoenix 98 FM.
Hey, turn on, kids. This is Ashley from Freak Power, and you're listening to Michelle Ward and Eat My Brunch.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Now, this morning, between 9:30 and 12:30, so you've still got time, you can get down to Hutton U3A Open Morning, Bishop's Hill Adult Community College at Rayleigh Road in Brentwood. And now they're having an open day for those no longer in full-time employment to make friends and use your brain and have fun. With over 40 interest groups, theatre trips and visits to places of interest, come and find out what they do at this free open morning. And all the details are on our website, www.phoenixfm.com.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Visit us at 1 Cotfold Road, Brentwood, or call on 01277 222269. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Here's Charlie Puth with Attention.
Whoa. You've been running around, throwing that dirt all on my name. Cause you knew that I'd call you up. You've been going around every party in LA. Cause you knew that I'd be at one. Oh. I know that dress is karma, perfume regret. You got me thinking about when you were mine. Oh. And now I'm all up on you, what you expect. But you're not coming home with me tonight. You just want attention, you don't want my heart. Maybe you just hate the thought of me with someone new. Yeah, you just want attention, I knew from the start. You're just making sure I'm never getting over you. Oh. You've been running around, throwing that dirt all on my name. Cause you knew that I'd call you up.
Sure, I'll never get it over you.
What are you doing?
Oh, I always like a little bit of Charlie Puth. There we go. Celebrity Big Brother. Are you watching any of that? I've got no idea. Let's have a look. Celebrity Big Brother. I haven't... You know, I used to love Celebrity Big Brother back in the day. I loved it. I liked Big Brother from the very first episode. And I watched probably about five series of that. And then it got a little bit... People kind of... Then people got their own PR, didn't they? So they've got... When they went in, they've got these people outside that are, you know, ready to get all their work and stuff. And it kind of changed. I don't know how you could be so nice over that amount of time. I certainly couldn't. Because I work on my own, don't forget. I'm in the studio. I don't know. And I like having guests, I like chatting. But then I like quiet time. Also, I snore like a warthog. I couldn't be in there. And I like to, you know, when you go to the loo, I like to go to the loo in silence with other, but not people outside going, I'm making a noise. And I wouldn't want to share a toilet with all those people either. Do you know what I mean? Or showers and things. And you've got to get dressed in the morning, you know, because I like to get out of bed and get dressed. And if you're there and you've got all those people, you've got to go to the bathroom, get dressed and have a shower, brush your teeth, I don't know. And you can't stay in bed either because they turn all the lights on and put music on to get you out of bed. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't even know who's in the lineup. I should really know, shouldn't I? Cast revealed. Cast? Oh, yeah, well, you've got... Who's going? Who's in there? 5 year absence. And who have we got? Oh, you've got Sharon's in there. Yeah, I know Sharon. I don't really... Gary Goldsmith? Don't know. Bobby Brazier? Oh, he's not on it, is he? He's not in there. No, I thought he would be. That's Jade's... son. He's not in there, is he? I don't know. I can't find the list. I don't know. I probably won't know a lot of these people because I don't watch a lot of regular TV anymore, so I don't know. I could possibly watch it. I thought Sharon might be good fun in there because she's quite argumentative, isn't she? And tough woman, in fact. I think Fern Britton, is she in there? Fern Britton's not gone, is she? Yeah. Sharon Osbourne, all right. Kate Middleton's uncle, Gary Goldsmith, into the ITV house. And Louis Walsh as well. Wow. Who'd have thought that? That might be worth watching, actually. I remember the very first series, though. Craig won it. He does a lot of stuff on... he used to do stuff on some of the shopping channels for DIY and things. Yeah. Anyway, I digress. Should we play some more music? I think we should. I heard this on TikTok and I love it. YG Marley, and this is the grandson of Bob Marley with Praise Jar in the Moonlight. They say the sun and I shine for all, but they in some people world you never shine at all. These roads of flames are catching a fire. That you sing my song, my song. I've been on this road for way too long. I've been hoping that we all get along. These roads of flames are catching a fire. Ah, showed you I loved you, you called me a liar. Give God the thanks and praises. I've been on my own, on, on. But we ain't never left alone, long, long. And if I'm telling you the feeling is wrong, relax a little, friend, this won't take too long. And when you're feeling alone, you can call my phone. Is there a better way to go? Teach them something before they lose their soul. Coming in from the cold. Tell them not to sell it, it's worth more than gold. And guiltiness won't catch them in the end. Oh yeah, oh yeah. They'll try to manipulate you through your pockets. Oh,
burns. Get your clients and blazers. Get your all the things and blazers. Get your all the things and blazers. Oh, give John the things, the things, the things, the things, the things, the things, 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 and blazers.
Now we've got some more new music coming up.
Community Radio for Brentwood and Billericay.
Right after the ads.
This is Phoenix FM.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut and Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.huttonspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
Leolino Billericay is an exquisite modern Lebanese restaurant featuring a beautifully expansive outdoor garden and a private dining room. A perfect setting to celebrate any occasion. We take pride in serving traditional dishes infused with a delightful modern twist, meticulously crafted using only the finest ingredients. To book a table or inquire about exclusive venue hire, call us on 01277 714477 and join us to indulge in the epitome of modern Lebanese hospitality.
Want to get the home improvements you've always dreamed of without breaking the bank? Thanks to SEHBAC, you can now transform your home for less. We're offering up to 40% off our extensive range of high-quality windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Plus, 2 years interest-free finance available. Get the inspiration you need and breathe new life into your home at a price you can afford by visiting your nearest SEHBAC showroom or SEHBAC.com. Terms and conditions apply.
At The Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice, delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
Phoenix FM.
Now, a brand new track to play out for you. This is Church of Trees with That's All.
city explode. Ladies puff the cigarettes and men blow below. Children at the side of the road. God felt the haze. Animals resting on.
Here is Dire Straits with Money for Nothing.
Chicks free. We got to install. man, that's the way you do it. You play the guitar on the MTV. That ain't working, that's the way you do it. Money for nothing and your chicks for free. Money for nothing.
Oh, it's all gonna be 80s now. I'm doing some training because I'm getting back in the fight. You remember those little things in the films like Rocky where he's going, I'm just going to run up the stairs and getting myself ready for that fight. Here we go. This is Survivor with Burning Heart.
Two worlds collide, rival nations. It's a primitive clash. Bidding is a frustration. Bravely we hope against all hope. There is so much at stake. Our freedom's up against the ropes. Just a crowd understand. Is it east versus west? Or man against man? Can any nation stand alone? In the burning heart, just about to burst, there's a quest for answers and a bridge of the first. In the darkest
I do feel like I should be wearing leg warmers running up the stairs. Oh, because it was Eye of the Tiger, wasn't it, Survivor? And that was the Rocky film. I thought I recognised it. Just came up to 10:57. You're listening to Michelle Ward on Phoenix FM. We got plenty more new music coming out from J-Cass. Yes, love that song. Plus, we got some Roisin Quinn and more. Coming up next, though, here's Calvin Harris, Rag and Bone Man with Lovers in a Past Life.
Feels like I've been waiting for a lifetime. Lightning to strike me, daydreams. Feels like I've been sending out the signals, hoping that you'll find me. I don't need the details, you don't need to tell me. It's like I already know where you'll be. You and me, we were lovers in a past life. Slow and
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM. News.